From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The housing market is about to get hit by a new wave of foreclosures. That's because some of the nation's major banks and mortgage firms are clamping down on delinquent homeowners. Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan Chase, and other lenders have lifted a temporary ban on foreclosures, a ban that helped many homeowners weather the winter. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Shortly after President Obama took office, his administration pushed the major banks and lenders to temporarily stop foreclosing on people. The new president wanted time to work out details of his foreclosure prevention plan. Christine Halevis is a spokesperson for J.P. Morgan Chase.
We had stopped putting additional loans in foreclosure so we could be sure that delinquent borrowers have every opportunity to take advantage of all the new initiatives that we were putting in place.
But the Obama foreclosure prevention plan is now in place, and Chase and other lenders say the temporary moratorium is over.
We are sending foreclosure notices to delinquent borrowers who either own vacant properties or haven't been in contact with us, which is really important, or they don't qualify for any of the modification programs.
The mortgage giant Fannie Mae says something similar. It's directing companies that manage the mortgages that it owns to foreclose only on people who don't qualify for programs aimed at helping them. But some housing advocates are skeptical that the industry is really going to be able to separate the wheat from the chaff here and only foreclose on homeowners who can't be helped.
Hundreds of thousands of homeowners are going to lose their homes who don't necessarily have to lose their homes.
That's Bruce Marks, the head of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. His group has helped more than 20,000 borrowers across the country to work with their lenders and to get their loans modified to lower their payments. The Obama plan aims to help a lot more people to do that.
The Obama plan is a big step in the right direction that could really benefit millions of homeowners.
Central to the Obama plan are some pretty big incentives for the mortgage industry to do more so-called loan workouts. That is, to restructure loans for borrowers who could afford to keep their home with some flexibility from their lender. Lenders will get paid $5,000 by the government for each successful workout. But Mark says much of the industry just hasn't had the time to hire more people and to gear up to really take advantage of all that.
So they should give it time to get the systems in place to be able to increase their capacity and to get the job done.
Mark says the industry just isn't geared to deal with millions of people suddenly losing their homes. He says there have also been all sorts of complications and conflicts and backwards incentives. Mark Pierce is North Carolina's deputy commissioner of banks.
One of the things that has been the most troubling over the course of the last couple of years is how few people actually are in the process of working out their loan.
Pierce has been gathering data from the major banks and mortgage companies. He says only a very small percentage of homeowners who are behind on their mortgages have been able to work out a deal with their lender that's actually going to help them keep their home.
It may be 5%.
And what's your reaction to that 5% as you followed this? I mean, is it 95% of people, there's just no hope? Or do you think there's a much larger portion of people out there who, you know, it really could be a win-win for everybody if we could work something out?
It's tragic. You know, it's a sign that the system we have in place to deal with homeowners that couldn't afford their mortgages wasn't designed or hasn't been capable of meeting the need to work out those loans.
Meanwhile, Pierce worries the resumption of foreclosures by lenders will make the housing crisis worse. This winter's temporary ban meant fewer actual foreclosures, but a backlog of delinquent loans has been building. A recent government report found that there are now close to a million seriously delinquent home loans, and foreclosures are now once again rising sharply. Chris Arnold, NPR News.